Today we're building a dub siren that feels massive and menacing, but still leaves the sub, kick and roller bass free to do their job. This is a classic jungle and DnB balancing act. The siren needs attitude, but it can't step on the floor shaking low end. If you've ever soloed a siren and thought, yeah, that sounds huge, then played it in the full drop and suddenly the mix felt crowded, this lesson is for you. The big idea here is simple. Don't make the siren louder than life, make it smarter in the arrangement. We're working in Ableton Live 12 with stock tools only, and the chain is going to be very practical. A synth source, EQ8, auto filter, saturator, compressor, echo, reverb, utility, automation, and a little bit of resampling when it's time to commit. Let's start with the source. Create a new MIDI track and load operator or analog. Keep it simple. For a proper dub siren vibe, you want a waveform with clear pitch motion and not too much complexity. In operator, a sine or saw is a great place to start. In analog, try a saw on oscillator 1. Maybe a quiet sine blended in for a bit of body. Now program a short phrase. One bar or two bars is enough. Keep the melody minimal. Dub sirens work best when they feel like warning signals, not like full lead lines. Think one note held, then a pitch gesture, maybe a small movement up or down. If you want a darker jungle feel, minor intervals can give it that threatening edge without making it too musical. A good teacher tip here, while you're designing, you can push the siren slightly louder than you ultimately need. That temporary gain offset helps you hear what needs shaping. Then once the bass and drums are playing, pull it back into the mix where it belongs. Now insert EQ8 right after the synth. This is the first real balancing move, and it matters a lot. High pass the siren somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. If it's thick or nasal, dip the 250 to 500 Hz area a little. That low mid zone is where a lot of mix mud lives, and in DnB that mud can smear your snare and blur the bass definition. If the siren gets harsh, gently tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. If it needs a touch more presence, add just a small lift around 6 to 9 kHz. But be careful. In this style, the siren should cut through the atmosphere, not become the loudest thing in the tune. One really useful intermediate move is using EQ8 in mid/side mode. Keep the core of the siren more centered, and only let the air spread a little wider if the arrangement needs it. The low end and low mids should stay disciplined. The bass line should own the center. Next, add auto filter after EQ8. This is where the siren starts breathing with the track instead of just sitting there. Try a low pass or band pass filter and automate the cutoff so it moves between about 1.2 kHz and 6 kHz depending on the section. A little resonance goes a long way here. Enough to make it vocal and urgent, but not so much that it whistles painfully. A nice arrangement trick is to keep the siren filtered and distant at the start of a phrase, then open it up gradually toward the end of the bar or the end of the four-bar loop. That rise and release gives you tension. It also means the siren feels like part of the groove, not a layer fighting for attention all the time. And this is important, use automation curves instead of hard jumps whenever possible. In DnB, smooth movement can actually feel heavier because it builds anticipation. Now let's control the dynamics. Insert compressor after the filter. We are not trying to crush the siren. Just keep it stable. Aim for a moderate ratio, maybe 2 to 4 to 1, with a medium attack and a release that lets the phrase breathe. You're usually looking for only a few dB of gain reduction on the loudest moments. If the siren is still spiky, saturator before the compressor can help. A small amount of drive, soft clip-on, and then level-matched output can make the sound denser and more present without needing to turn it up. That density is super helpful in dark DnB, because it makes the siren readable on smaller systems without turning harsh. Now let's create space around it. For echo and reverb, I strongly recommend using return tracks rather than putting them directly on the siren. That gives you more control, and control is everything when the low end is sacred. On the echo return, try a short sync delay like an eighth note or a dotted quarter for tension. Keep feedback moderate and filter out the lows aggressively. You do not want delay tails sitting in the low mid zone. That's one of the fastest ways to soften a heavy drop. On the reverb return, keep the decay controlled. Something like 1.2 to 3.5 seconds can work, but always high pass the reverb return and low pass the top if needed. A huge reverb can sound epic in solo and ruin the impact in the full arrangement. In this style, too much wetness is often just a disguise for poor control. What works really well is automating the send melt. Bring up the echo and reverb at the end of phrases, during breakdown tension, or on fills. Then pull them back when the kick, snare, and bass need maximum focus. That's how you make atmosphere support the drop instead of flattening it. Now let's keep the siren out of the way of the drums with sidechain compression. Set up a compressor on the siren and feed it from the kick, or even better, from the drum bus if your arrangement is busy. You only need subtle ducking. Usually 1 to 3 dB is enough. The goal is not that EDM pump effect. The goal is a little pocket in the mix so the groove can speak. In jungle and DNB, even tiny amounts of ducking can make the whole drop feel bigger. Next, use utility for stereo discipline. If the siren has any low mid-width issues, narrow it a bit. If the sound feels too spread, pull the width back to something like 70 to 90%. You can also use bass mono if needed, though ideally you've already high-passed enough that the siren isn't competing down low anyway. A good rule of thumb is this: the siren should feel wide enough to create pressure, but not so wide that it weakens the center. The bass elements should stay in command of the middle. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the whole thing really comes alive. A dub siren should not usually run constantly. Think foreground punctuation, not pad. It lands like a signal flare, makes its statement, then gets out of the way. In the intro, keep it filtered, roomy, and distant. In the pre-drop, sharpen it and bring it forward. In the drop, use short call and response phrases between bass movements. Then in the second drop or switch up, you can bring back a brighter or dirtier version for variation. One very effective jungle move is to answer the bass on the last half of bar 2 in a 2-bar roller. That gives you the classic call and response energy, without crowding the sub on every beat. Also, try placing the siren on off beats or bar tails instead of the main downbeat. Let the bass own the downbeat. That preserves the impact. Now, here's a really useful production move. Once the siren chain feels good, resample it to audio. In Ableton Live 12, this gives you more control and helps you make faster arrangement decisions. Record the best phrases to a new audio track, trim the good bits, and slice them into useful parts. Now that siren becomes a composition tool, you can use it as a short intro texture, a pre-drop riser, a drop accent, or even a reverse fill. If you want more grit, add a little saturator or a subtle redux pass on the resampled audio. Just keep it tasteful. The goal is menace and clarity, not digital wreckage. Here's the mix check that matters most. Always listen with the kick, snare, sub, and bass playing together. Not in solo. Never in solo if you can avoid it. Check the sub region below about 120 Hz. That should stay clean and mostly reserved. Check the low mids around 200 to 500 Hz. That's where sirens often crowd the drums. And check the presence zone around 2 to 8 kHz, where the siren cuts through but can also turn harsh. A really practical test is to loop the drop and to slash B the siren on and off. Also try changing the send levels, opening and closing the filter, and checking the mix in mono with utility. The right version will often sound a little restrained by itself, but perfect when the whole tune is playing. That's normal. In DNB, if the siren sounds epic in solo, it may actually be too much. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't let the siren live in the low mids. High pass it harder if you need to. Second, don't drown it in reverb. Shorten the decay, high pass the return, and automate the send only when the arrangement needs extra drama. Third, don't make it too wide. Wide can be exciting, but too much width weakens the center and can make the drop feel less powerful. And finally, don't mix it in isolation. The track is the truth, not the solo button. If you want to go further, try a dual-layer siren approach. Use one clean, narrow core for intelligibility, and a second degraded, wider copy for menace. Keep the degraded version quieter and more filtered. That gives you depth without smearing the groove. You can also do phrase-dependent processing. More echo and wider stereo in the intro or breakdown, then tighter stereo and less wetness in the drop. Automate that transition so the siren evolves with the track. For a quick practice challenge, make two versions of the same siren. One version should be bright, wide, and atmospheric. The other should be darker, tighter, and more mid-focused. Put both through a Q8, auto filter, saturator, utility, and compressor. Then test them against a full drop with kick, snare, sub, and bass. Compare them in mono and stereo. Pick the version that supports the low end better, and commit that one to audio. If you have extra time, build a three-state siren system for one 16-bar section. One state for the intro, wide and atmospheric. One state for the drop-safe version, narrower and tighter. And one state for switch-ups, brighter and more dramatic. Same notes, different behavior. That's how you make one idea feel like a whole arrangement. So the core lesson here is discipline. High-pass the siren. Shape the mid-range. Control the dynamics. Keep the reverb and delay on a leash. Use automation to make it speak at the right moments, and above all, balance it against the full drop, not against itself. When the low end feels huge and the siren still cuts through with menace, you've nailed it. That's the jungle warfare balance. Floor-shaking foundation, smoky atmosphere, and just enough siren pressure to make the whole thing feel dangerous.